going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's the one and only Ish coming at you with yet another episode of Southern Illinois Radio. I am joined by two of my best friends, as usual, Jay and Big Rick. Say hi, guys.
What's up,
boys? What's going on, guys?
And today, it's a little bit different. We're changing it up a bit. And we got changes. I just freaking said that. But we have decided as a group, a unit, a cult, that we we are going to be professional with this, and we're going to actually start with a new schedule. And we actually have polls up on our Instagram and Twitter at @radio_IL.
The old twatters.
I want to hit you. And go ahead and vote if you guys would like to see new episodes every Monday and Thursday or every Tuesday and Thursday.
And we're also thinking about doing some merch. We're thinking about starting out small, maybe some coolie cups or something, you know, some koozies.
Or socks, one of the two. I don't know.
You could always use socks, especially around Christmas time, because that's so far away.
Socks would be a cool idea, actually.
Imagine getting underwear with our faces on the ass.
That would be terrible, actually.
Nick's face on one butt cheek. Okay. Mine on the other, and then
right in the middle. Oh my god, that'd be terrible. Anyways. So we're gonna start out small. So, you know, maybe get our name out there, spread some word, maybe you can get some free merch, you know.
Yeah, we've already promised one special person, Red Couch, some free merch. So
the special guest from the last episode.
The first ever special
first
guest.
First ever, by the way. I think that went well.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he did really good, yeah, for sure. It went really well.
For sure, for sure. Anyway, so I was actually scrolling through the world of the internet, and I came across a story. I feel like you two are going to enjoy this one a lot. And this one reminds me of you, Rick.
That means it's got to be good if it reminds me of you.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be interesting here.
So there's this 40-year-old man who's going through this divorce, right? Moved back to his parents' house in Michigan.
That's never good.
No. You're 40 years old and you're moving back to your parents'
house. I was going to say Michigan, but sure. No, we can't piss off if we have any potential fans.
Yeah, it wasn't
fans.
Flint, so we're good. Oh, okay, we're fine. By the way, for 10 cents a day, you can help children.
Hey, with hey, that we're not even sponsored yet.
Call 618 with Chase's number.
But, so he found this new house in Indiana, right? And for some stupid reason, he didn't take his shit with him. So he put the burden on his parents to send him all of his stuff. Well, he ended up getting it one day. You still take some.
Yeah, you still take some of that stuff.
You can have a carry-on. From what I'm getting to, he could have put that all in a carry-on.
Yeah.
And I think you also have like other luggage that you could take too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really fly a whole lot, but whatever.
It costs
I do,
extra, but yeah, you can.
Any whore.
Jesus. Anyways.
So he gets all of his stuff from his parents and he notices, I got about 3 boxes missing.
Uh-oh.
So he emails his father.
He probably knows pretty quick.
And he's like, hey, Dad, just wondering, where's all my porn? His dad emails him back and says, son, we destroyed all of it.
And oh, no.
His son went on an outrage.
Oh, man. I can only imagine.
Apparently, he had $29,000 worth of porn.
So it's a vintage shit.
He had 2 moving boxes.
Now, I wonder if that's the case why the whole divorce happened.
That's what I'm wondering.
I bet you that's it. Who's the fuck guy that's married spending $29,000 in porn?
He probably just had some old classic stuff that was worth some money.
Yeah. But
I guess collector's items.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. You got something.
Toys.
You got like a Hugh Hefner.
The original dildo. Came from Marilyn Monroe's asshole.
Made of wood. Anyway. So, $29,000 worth of porn, allegedly, and they said it was 2 moving boxes full of, like, books and videos, and then there was a separate, smaller box full of sex toys.
Nice.
All of it destroyed. His mother told him that the second they found those boxes, they started destroying them. And it took several days.
Oh my god!
To destroy all
now
of the
how
porn.
Big are these boxes? You
like moving boxes? Like, they're not in your normal shoebox. They're fucking
boxes. Oh, no, this is, like,
boxes.
Like, what full blown. What do you give those? You burn them? What? Like, I don't
know.
Like,
I don't
do
know.
You...
I don't know if, like, his parents were getting off like, oh, yeah, let's burn this one by one, you know?
I don't think that's how that happened. I bet you they probably just put in, like, a baler or something and just smashed it all or something. Yeah.
But
doing all the respect to Ben.
So, he's actually suing his parents for triple the amount. $87,000 for all this porn.
This guy takes this shit seriously.
He likes porn more than I do, and that's hard to do.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Why doesn't he just use the internet like everybody else in 2019?
He's 40.
Oh.
And so. $29,000 worth of stuff. And if he's still using email, I don't really know if he is, knows much about the internet. Or
he probably still has MySpace and MSN Messenger.
Yeah. Hey, don't be bagging on 06 now.
It's 07. It doesn't matter. It's 2019, stupid.
Yeah, but those were good times back in
the day. What was the old social media before Facebook? I forgot the name of it.
MySpace.
MySpace.
I just said that.
Yeah, you did.
Literally
yeah,
just talking.
You did.
Maybe if you got a haircut, you hear me. You fucking shaggy. But no, that was just an interesting story I felt like I had to share with you guys.
I do.
I got a good laugh out of it.
I think we should follow that and let everybody else know, you know, whenever we find out more information about how this court case goes. Just to see if anybody really cares that much.
I'm totally going to follow this story.
I want to know how this results.
I want to know what court they're going to.
Show
I will
up.
Go there.
Ron Jeremy's the judge.
But no,
instead of using a bell, he uses his dick.
Like, you know... You oh, know how, like, far. Invested in this case I would be? Like, I'd be sitting in the front row with popcorn, like, ha-ha, tell me more. Like, come on, Mr. Judge Man, or Mrs. Judge Woman.
Hey, yeah, let's...
I would be very...
Not rule out very, the female yeah, side of things.
You got your judge duties of the world.
Yeah, that is true.
But, no, I would definitely... I'm going to keep track of this story.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'd turn my Twitter notifications on, to be honest. And you know who else I'd turn it on for? Radio_IL. You know, just a thought, but you know.
You do you, but I mean, that's what I would do. You
know, our page isn't private.
That would be a bad idea.
I mean, I would do it if I wasn't running the page.
I mean, I'm pretty sure we've all made worse decisions in our lives. So.
Yeah, look at your ex-girlfriend. Oh!
Or yours.
Ah, she was a fish.
Ah.
Not actually a fish.
Or mine.
Yeah. Which one?
All of them!
Oh, hey.
Okay, here we are.
Alright. Moving on. So, yeah. So, basically, yeah, I like that. I think the people like that, too. So, what do we do if we get it, like, voted for Mondays and Thursdays? We'll do, like, Monday sports, Thursday, maybe something, like, a little funny business going on.
I was thinking the opposite.
Yeah.
Thursday, we do sports. Because, like, with the NFL season, on Thursday, we can kick off.
Oh, yeah, next week. Thursday night football.
And Monday... We can recap our weekend. Because you know our weekends are always fun. We always have something exciting going on the weekends.
There's always something going on. But I also like more stories like what you just told, though, too. So maybe we
can... Oh, I'm going... That story really in particular...
Some gold.
That story in particular, on. I'm going to keep a close eye on. Because, oh my goodness.
Let's go to the court case.
Like, that would be some stupid shit I would do.
So, like, I wonder how that's going to result, though. Like, do the parents just pay him and that's it? Like, there's no, like, if, really major something going on.
If the judge grants it to him, then yeah, they got to pay him $87,000. If the judge agrees...
Well, I wonder how much this guy's paying kind of, the court, kind of, though, for, like, court fees and a lawyer, or if he's just representing himself.
I just want to know... Porn's not that important, dude.
Right, I was about to say. I mean,
you're 40 years old. You're getting Viagra shortly.
Or retirement. I mean, let's be honest here.
Like, it just...
I wish I could get retirement.
You're 21, chill.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But, like, down.
I love that story. Everything about that story screams Rick, and it makes me happy.
See,
like, I
that
hope,
is very true.
I hope one day you give me a phone call like, man, dude, mom and dad burned all my porn. I'll be like, no fucking way. I told you.
I'm going to call tomorrow.
Oh, God.
I'd be kind of mad that you didn't share it with me.
I'd be kind of mad at the fact that you invested
$29,000 on a porn at 21. Yeah, like, just you only legally buy it 3 years and you spent $29,000 on that? Like, fuck, dude, you know how many... You could have bought Jesus' truck by then.
Bought something, Jesus. Yeah. Something of,
tomorrow you see me walking into Jesus. I sold my truck. Is it all a porn? Right hands like fucking like Christian McCaffrey's.
Dude, you're fucking just built. Yeah, shit, brick house.
The dude's an actual like living, breathing Hulk at this point.
But, yeah, I just I like that story.
All right, Nick, I think you got a story that you want to tell us about some old Lutheran school days.
Oh, boy.
In advance, I am sorry to whoever this is going to piss off. You know my actual Twitter handle, your boy Nick Five Eyes. Wait, or is it Three Eyes? It doesn't matter. Just look up King-ish. So if you want to give me some feedback or backlash and tell me I'm going to go to hell, even though I already know I'm going to, I have my seat reserved and everything, you can go ahead and do that.
That's a fucking mouthful right there.
Because the story I'm about to tell you, it's not suitable for all ages. So, kiddies, turn away.
Thank God, though, I did mark in this podcast that it is explicit content. So, you know.
I do say fuck at least 13 times an episode.
Does that mean I got to go in the other room? Least.
No, because you've already heard the story, little buddy.
Okay.
So not so little buddy.
And ginormous friend, you're safe.
Ginormous acquaintance. But anyway.
Business partner.
So, back in eighth grade, I went to a Lutheran school, which is a religion for all you atheists out there going to hell. But
with you.
Yeah, I mean.
He'll be right behind you.
Yeah, or in front of me, one of the two.
Anyways.
But
right behind you.
So, in eighth grade, or in fifth, sixth, and seventh, you got your music class, you got to play the chimes. And for anyone that doesn't know what a chime is, don't ask, because I don't fucking know either.
Isn't that the shit that they put on, like, the Porsche?
Like, the That's a wind chime, you dumbass. It's a regular chime.
It's like the same concept, right?
Only this one's not, you know, dangling in the wind like your penis.
Sorry, I'm not in band.
I wasn't either.
I was just like, it's music class.
Anyway.
Anyhow.
If you would have been if you stayed in the Lutheran school longer.
Anywho.
Well, I'm about 4 years too late.
The music teacher at the time completely strung out on something. She was not sober ever. She got hit in the head one too many times or something, or dropped on her head as a baby. But Jesus Christ. So I always used to like, fuck. Okay, hold on. Hold up.
It does sound like a religious school now.
Time out. I did not fuck the music teacher. I used to.
Please explain more.
Doggy style. No. I used to.
Nah, man. Missionary for sure. Dude, for sure.
Real Christian position here.
Huge.
Nick laid there and take it like a champ.
Okay.
back on point.
All right. Well, I used to like fuck around in her classes and just like give her a major headache. Like the one day she kicked me out of her class and she wouldn't like.
You're like Dennis the Menace.
Worse.
Except you're Nick.
The dick.
Yeah.
Nick. Good enough.
But like one day she told me to go to the office. I refused, and then she like grabbed my arm. And my mom always told me if a stranger grabs you by the arm, I just considered it a stranger. And you just drop. And she's like, it'll especially work for you because you're very big. And little did I know, my mom was calling me fat when I was 4. But, so I dropped like a sack of fucking potatoes. Boom. On the ground. And she's literally standing over top of me, trying to get me to go to the office. And I'm sitting there yelling rape. In the middle of the cafeteria, because that's where the music class was. Literally yelling rape.
And you're in 8th grade.
No, this is actually 5th grade.
I don't think I knew what rape was in 5th grade.
Neither did I, but it sounded good.
Sounded like it was just something fun to yell.
But something principal, that's a story that doesn't matter because we're getting to the 8th grade story. Chimes. 8th grade, you got to play. You got to go to the church. And you got to play bells.
You had to walk there, too.
Yeah, I know, right? It sucks for fat people.
Yeah, it was awful for me, too.
Really, you didn't go to Lutheran school.
I had to do it at the Catholic school.
Yeah, your church is significantly closer.
Way closer than our church was.
We had to walk fucking down the river past grandma's house.
Both ways.
Up the hill.
Both ways.
Around the bend.
Then it's both ways. That's it. Uphill both ways.
About two blocks past Coonrod's house.
In eight fucking inches of snow.
I felt like fucking Moses. But
by the time you got there.
Had a beard.
Parting the red meat.
Oh, God. All right. But so back to the chimes, 8th grade, you got to play.
8th grade, you got to play the bells. Like I said, you had to walk to the church, and you had to play the bells. And one of our three good friends, I'm not going to say his name.
But anyways.
Okay.
I think we all.
I'm missing backstory here, my bad. Two of my friends were like, Nick, for $20, you should run down the aisle of church and act possessed.
That's just great.
My eyes lit up brighter than a fucking Christmas tree.
What are you thinking, McDonald's or what?
I was thinking 20 fucking bucks.
Yeah, true. Good crack money.
Exactly. So, I don't do crack. Yeah.
Anyways.
But, so, my eyes light up brighter than a Christmas tree. And we only had three girls in my class, and they're all like, Nick, don't do it, don't do it. The only reason they didn't want me to do it is because this dumbass music teacher's like, now, if you kids are good, we can play Lady Gaga at the end of the year. Like, whoop-de-fucking-do. What's that going to do? Give me a boner? No. So, I'm like, oh, hell yeah, I'm going to do it. So, you had to walk up the balcony to get to the bells. And 8 of the 10 students walk up to the balcony. The 2 are me and our buddy. And he had just found the light panel that controls all the lights in the church.
Oh, God.
He found which ones control the main worship area. I don't know. I don't go to church anymore. And he was flipping them on and off.
Oh,
set the mood. I look at him like, nice. He's like, I know. So she's like, so-and-so, get up here. And for some reason, she didn't yell my name. So he walks up. Lights are now off. And it's all quiet. And all I hear is, where's Nick? And I'm like, that's my cue. I am standing at the door. I literally feel the presence of God next to me like, you fucking idiot. And I let out the loudest scream that I have ever let out in my life. And I take off like a bat out of, like an obese bat out of hell. Running down the altar, or the aisle. Screaming bloody murder. And I dolphin dive onto the altar.
Oh my.
And I'm rolling around yelling, it burns, it burns, it burns.
Oh my God. I can only imagine. Chill out. You sound like a girl in eighth grade whenever you laugh like that.
You two, I wish you two could have seen the look on my music teacher's face. She was scared to death. She had just come face to face with Satan. She had no idea what the fuck to do. Oh my. Until she turned around and saw two of my buddies laying on the ground fucking laughing. She's like, Nick, get up here! Fun fact, I got rug burned that day. That hurt like a motherfucker. That indeed burned.
Maybe that's why you really burned.
It was worth the 20 bucks, though.
Fun fact, never got paid the 20 bucks.
Oh, well, would it have been paid?
Yeah. And so my punishment comes around. And let me tell you, pastor was not happy. My mother was not happy. My father around my mother, not happy. My father away from my mother, gave me a high five.
I feel like, yeah, he was probably like, oh, good job, man.
Like, I got home that day from school. My mom's like, so how was your day? And I was like, oh, great. And she's like, oh, I bet it fucking was. Dad comes home from work. Mom explains to him what I did. He looks at me, he's like, you fucking idiot. We leave to go somewhere. He's like, dude, nice fucking job. I'm like, yeah.
So anyway. Father proud.
Back to the punishment school. They let me pick my punishment. That's how you know this school's stupid. They let an eighth grader who just acted possessed in church pick his own fucking punishment.
So they're like,
not only an eighth grader, an obese eighth grader.
I don't know where that makes a bit of difference.
You'll see.
Nuggets for a week.
You'll see.
Oh.
I was sitting there and I was thinking long and hard, thinking of all different outcomes. They let me have 3 options. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to pick those 2. And my pastor's like, oh, what are they? And I'm like, oh, you know, suspension or getting expelled. He was like, well, there's 2 of them. And I'm like, oh, shit. I got to think long and hard about this 3rd one. So I'm sitting there and I'm thinking. They didn't hear that flick. Light bulb goes off in my head. I'm like, 30 days, no recess. Okay. It was getting hot out. I was not about to have it.
You smart bastard.
And he's like, all right, 30 days, no recess. I'm like, all right. He's like, now which one of those 3 are you choosing? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, dude, I know I pissed you off, but thanks, big guy.
Oh, it would have been like suspension. How many days would it have been suspended?
I don't know, but it would have been out of school, and my grades would have hurt.
Can't afford that.
More than they already were. Yeah, so in can't these, afford that. In these 30 days, no recess, my grades skyrocketed. That's the reason I fucking graduated.
So it's kind of like, in a way, he's kind of looking down on you, you know, like, hey, man, you should probably take that 30 day no recess.
Yeah.
So you can actually graduate on time.
So you get the fuck out of my school.
So maybe it was a blessing.
So you get out of my school. Yeah, that ain't no shit.
It was a blessing in disguise.
It really was. You know,
so you got cursed with a blessing? You know, is that where we're going with it?
Yeah. Like, you know, it was back in the day. It was back 2012. You know, 2012, you didn't have winter lasting until fucking mid-May. You had 75, 80 degree weather at the end of March. That's when it happened.
That is
was true. At the end of March. So while everyone else is outside sweating their dicks off, playing kickball or freeze tag, whatever the fuck we did in 8th grade, I'm inside doing my little fucking spelling homework like a good fucking kid.
Well, I never did spelling homework.
You can't spell.
Yeah.
It's a factual not statement. Breaking a single sweat. Actually, I did break a sweat doing math one time. Not pretty. But my grades skyrocketed.
But it needed to be done.
And I graduated on time. But the moral of the story is, I acted possessed in church and got rug burned on my knees.
Yeah, hey, good story there. I like that. I like that. That's something you don't really hear. You know, I feel like you did a lot of shit that nobody else will ever do or even attempt to do.
I'm the only would
never want to do.
I'm the only kid, to my knowledge, to get 2 detentions and suspended in the same day at the Lutheran school.
Pretty impressive.
And what else? I'm the only kid to run to the closet and cry because someone made fun of my coloring.
Oh my god.
Teacher's like, come out. I'm like, no. And he's like, come out. I put 1 foot out doing hokey pokey with this dude. Oh, fun fact. I was in 6th grade, so I'm a bitch.
Jesus.
I can't say I'm the only one that wet themselves. I may be the only one that wet themselves in 2nd grade, though. And sat through all day with piss pants.
Nah, that's just unfortunate.
But no one said anything. Like, piss smells, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even as a 2nd grader. And the worst thing is, I was wearing jeans.
Ooh, that really sucks, too.
Was it, like, light-colored jeans or dark-colored jeans?
They were light-colored jeans, and then turned dark real fast.
Yeah, that makes sense, then.
Maybe they thought they were, like, those chameleon pants or something, you know? They're, like, always changing colors. They never really have those, but...
It was also second grade. You think I was going to have that?
Use their imaginations? I don't know.
But, like... And that was, like, the beginning of the day.
You guys remember the jean shorts, jorts, that turned into
pants? Oh, I wore those all the way to
the ones where they had, like, a little zipper at the
knee.
Yeah.
And you, like, unzip them into shorts. Yeah. Those things were cool, but they were a bitch to get off. I remember they had those back in
the day. I wore jorts all the way
in the early 2000s.
Yeah. 2000s. I remember those. Those were my shit.
Yeah. I wore jorts all the way through, like, 8th grade.
Like, I'm sorry, but I'm about to bring that shit back. Think about it.
You know, that could actually be really fun.
Think about it.
It was a clutch idea.
You wake up in the morning here in Illinois, and it's, what, 40 degrees? I need pants. You get to lunchtime. Oh, shit, it's 75. Let me just unzip these bad boys. Right. Let the puppies out to play.
That'd be
I'm bringing them back.
That would be nice.
I'm bringing them back.
Let's get her going. Pitter-patter.
Let's get at her.
You know, actually,
shut up.
I like that saying.
Oh, tornado watch for Ripa, Illinois. Awesome.
Yeah!
By the way, no one's going to hear this but until it's already too late, but tornado warning. So,
get your shelter! I'm just kidding. You guys are probably already dead by now.
You find out tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Tomorrow's only Wednesday.
Motherfucker, there's not even any rain around here. Like, what the fuck?
Rain doesn't matter. The more less likely it is raining, the more likely there is for a tornado.
Where the fuck did you read that at?
It's true.
Is that really true?
Yeah.
Well, all it causes, like, because high and low pressure.
Did you fact check this one, Rick?
Yeah.
If it's rain. No, like the old episode. No, man, it's all on Twitter.
If it's going like that, and, like, it's storming pretty hard, but
it is getting significantly dark out right now.
What's because
the sun is also going down there, Pocket.
But, like, the sun was not today. Was it? Yeah, it was. No, it was.
For, like, an hour.
Hey, you know what?
Still one more
Even
hour.
Even a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while.
All right,
a factual statement.
I do have a... you know, we talked about me shitting myself. Was that in the last episode, or was that
2 episodes? That was definitely in the last episode. It's the last 10 minutes, and Jason and I literally fucking lost it. All
right, well, I have another story, and maybe two. I'm trying to think of it. I know I have another one. So, me and the old buddy Nate were riding around.
Who will be a special guest eventually.
We have plenty of stories to tell with him. Eventually, you will definitely not want to miss that episode, our episodes. We and him were riding around, drinking, having a couple brews, you know, just normal dumb stuff. And
illegal shit.
Yeah, who drinks these days?
Yeah, dumbasses.
Anyways.
Well, I'm a dumbass.
So, we were like, you know what, hell, let's go to a trail real quick. It's a beautiful day out.
Where was that?
That was that Fultz Trail down by Rocher. Yeah,
you hiking. That's funny enough.
It wasn't my idea. I mean,
you said let's go.
Yeah,
that was him doing the talking, and so I think we packed a couple beers in a backpack and just hiked up there. And right before we got there, I was like, "Oh shit, I gotta shit," and then just so happened, a little bit squeezed out.
Dude, you just have the worst fucking luck ever.
So then, ended up taking some napkins out of my truck, wiping my ass, cleaning that real quick, and said, fuck it, let's just go on the trail.
So you freeballed on this trail?
Yeah. No, I slid my boxes on, I cleaned them off.
That is disgusting. What, did you piss on them?
No, I just shit.
How'd you clean it off? Did you have water?
Jeez, some napkins.
God, you're
fucking... That is so disgusting.
That was probably the worst.
You know, that wasn't the brightest moment of mine.
You have very little of those.
You have like almost negative bright moments in your life.
So then
he did have more brighter moments today than the sun did, though.
Well, that's not hard to do.
Then again, everyone did.
So then
that's not to say
we continue to hike up the trail. Go up to not the very top because my fat ass was more exhausted than fucking.
Aren't you scared of heights?
Not really.
Hold on, I kind of want to hear this metaphor where he was going with this.
I don't really know.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think it was a dead end. Kind of like.
More tired.
Him going on a trail run.
More tired than a bitch's pussy in a gangbang. That's my best one I could have thought of.
Okay, well, that's a decent one. I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
All right, so then. We get up there, chill out, drink a couple beers and shit. We're on our way back down, walking through, and I'm like, oh shit, I gotta shit myself again. So I start like trying to haul ass down this trail, but not trying to eat shit and fall down.
I can only imagine your haul ass.
Right, no shit.
It's kind of...
First gear?
Yeah. So then it happens. And
it
so hold on, you shit yourself twice in one day?
Yeah.
Once on the bottom of the stairs and once going to the fucking going
within
back
a matter of like 2 hours.
In a matter
that is just not good, man.
Why would you not just take those napkins, go off into the woods and take a shit in the woods?
So then I proceed to
camps.
Get Boohoo.
Yeah. I don't think
there's also rattlesnakes over by there now, so I said
now?
Yeah, this how many years ago was this?
It was like probably like 3 or 4.
Yeah, so see, you would have been fine then.
I was driving the old Dodge, so yeah, about 3 or 4.
Okay, go on, keep going. Okay, so you're hauling ass.
Your whole ass.
Quote unquote. So hauling ass.
It happens again, and I'm like, fuck, we're like a quarter mile down this, like quarter down this trail. I'm not trying to do this. So I just proceed to get butt ass naked on the trail.
Heck, his saddle's fucking hell.
Take off my boxers, wipe my ass with them, and then fucking throw them in the woods and fucking free ball the rest of the day.
That is fucking terrible. Oh,
butt ass naked on a hiking trail.
Yeah. So if you ever go on Fultz Trail and see a pair of, I think they were blue boxers.
Don't touch them. Still there.
I mean, if they see any color of boxers, they're not going to touch them.
You know, I don't know.
What are they going to do? Put them on a flagpole and hang it from the back of their truck? Yay, yay!
It kind of reminds me of that fucking movie. What was that? Wild Hogs, where he's like, why'd you put the shit in a bag in the tree? And he goes, I don't want the bears to get it. He's like, what buried shit? That kind of reminds me of like the logic Rick would use
yeah.
on like a camping trip or some shit. Oh, I don't know, man, but that's just...
He should have sold it better in 2 hours. Take back that horror story. That's the most Rick thing I've ever heard.
That ain't no shit. That does sound shitty, though, man. Literally. And figuratively. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
So, another story I got is...
oh, my.
It's not a It's not a shit story.
Damn
As I said, this doesn't have to do with shit.
I do have another one, but I can't remember it right now. I mean, there was the one past Friday at work, but...
You
shit yourself past...
This past Friday.
Oh, yeah. He put in the group snap. He's like, hey, I just shit myself. What do I do?
Well, I bent, I bent over to divide up the grain, and...
Oh, my God.
I sneezed, and I just felt kerplop.
Oh, God. All right. Trying to figure out a story that doesn't have to do with shit.
I got one. So, there was one day... Me and some buddies were all day drinking at the house. I think it was in the middle of summer, like our sophomore year. And we were all day drinking. We went to Walmart, got a bunch of alcohol, and then I was hammered at like 2 o'clock. By the time, I don't even remember my dad getting home, and he gets home at like 3:30. And, yeah, we end up, everyone was like, all right, well... My sister said, all right, well, I'm having a bonfire tonight. You guys can all come. So we're like, all right, we'll all go.
I would hope they could all come if they're already there.
Well, we all decide, you know, let's all go our separate ways for a little bit, go get ready and everything, and then come back later tonight and drink some more. So then I decided, or my buddy asked me for a ride home. He lived up in Baldwin. For some reason, I decided it was okay for him to drive whenever he has a suspended license. It was more drunk than I was.
You're so smart.
I don't remember the drive besides the very end. But apparently, we finally got to his house up in Baldwin. And cop followed us into his driveway and turned on his lights and pulled us over in his driveway. The driver gets out of the vehicle. Goes up and talks to the cop and gets arrested and gets handcuffed immediately and right after talking to him, and said he was drunk driving on suspended license, plus he was driving through the ditches speeding and flipping everyone off.
Nice.
So he gets arrested, and I'm standing outside the door. I'm pretty sure I was shirtless, just like, because we just got out of the pool. And I'm standing there just watching him get arrested, and I'm just like, well, what do I do? So then his aunt's standing there too, just watching everything happen and stuff. And so eventually, after he gets put in the car, I'm like, so am I good to go, or what's going on? He's like, yeah, you're free to go.
Cop said that?
Yeah, he didn't even
he's probably like, well, we don't have enough room in the back of the cop car. So. Yeah, I mean, we have no other option.
He probably thought he just, like, took me for ransom or something. I don't know. He probably saw this, like, fat 15- or 16-year-old guy. He's like, there's no way this dude's been drinking. He's good to go. And luckily, he did not look at the vehicle. Otherwise, he would have saw two open containers in the cup holder. And... a cooler full of alcohol that was taken from Walmart like 5 hours ago before that.
Jesus are just one smart man.
And a bunch of empty containers in the back of the truck.
Jesus.
Not bad.
After he said that and the cop got in his vehicle, his aunt looked at me like, you better get the fuck out of here now. So I continued to drive home and then ended up getting even more drunk. Barely remember anything. And I think I ended up being drunk for like 24 hours straight that day. Yeah.
Those were rough ones right there. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, it was quite a day, an eventful day, you know.
That's or something. But anyway, swiftly moving forward, there's something I need to address real quick.
Oh God.
This is going to be a little serious moment here. Sorry, boys. But regarding to my possession story that I told earlier in the episode, that was young and dumb, Nick. That was.
He hasn't changed.
I was going to say, what changed?
I am old and dumb.
Ah.
But
growing old, not up.
Exactly. But since then, I actually have been possessed for real. And I think this was like a... month or yearly plan of God. Like, oh, you want to act possessed? Well, fucking bet. You're going to actually be possessed. So it was scary. I was scared. But looking back now, it kind of hits because...
You deserve it.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of had it coming. But it, yeah, it just... Looking back in my eighth grade year, I probably shouldn't have done that. Do I regret it?
Probably not.
Yes and no.
Well, probably yes more yes, no. Because you know now that you didn't get the $20.
Yeah, that's not the only reason I regret it.
Well, yeah.
But that's $20 is all that mattered.
Right, that's all I really cared about was the 20.
Like I was a class clown. Obviously, I'm going to do stupid shit. You know,
oh, big time.
That's what a class clown does.
Easily.
And... Well, I mean, like I said, I've actually been possessed since then, and it was a real scary moment in my life. But anyway, now on a less serious note, I found this pizza. Damn it. I found this story on the internet.
The internet.
Does it have to do with pizza?
Yeah.
I like pizza.
I don't know if you're going to like this pizza, Jay.
Oh, God. This doesn't sound good.
Is there vegetables on it or something?
It's a pizza that Rick won't like. If it's got veggies, he doesn't want it.
Insert heavy breathing meme.
But these motherfuckers over breathing on the podcast. We even got a pizza in front of us.
There's this
Chardonnay.
There's this pizza place down in Springtown, Texas, called Mr. Jim's.
Slam right. Jimmy.
They got shut down.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, Jay.
For what? Do tell.
Because their employees were putting laxatives on the pizza.
Say it ain't so.
Oh, it's so.
Oh, it's so.
Oh, it's true.
It's damn true. It's so.
Damn.
So what's going on now? So they put laxatives.
Police are still. Okay.
How did they find out about this?
They put it on fucking Twitter.
They put it on fucking Twitter, man. Social media is ruining our lives as we know it.
You know, kids are kind of dumbasses nowadays.
Kids these days, and I don't care if they hear this or not, are starting to really go downhill with brain cells. Like, I thought I was bad when I was in high school, but now it's just, like, terrible.
I mean, you still kind of are.
Yeah, but your brain doesn't quit growing until you're, like, what, 25, 26?
Yeah.
25, I believe.
You're getting close.
I'm getting close. But just think, if I would have done all the stupid shit that I've done, I'd have a pretty good brain. But instead, I've done some stupid shit, and it's just like, well, there went those brain cells. But anyways, do continue. So, laxatives, Twitter... Bad pizza.
So the doors
bathroom are trip for sure.
Doors are shut
destroying
down.
Destroying the bathrooms at Slim Jimmy's.
It's just Mr. Jim's.
It's just Mr. Jim's in Springtown, Texas.
But so doors are shut, still not open to this day. Police are still investigating the situation.
Wait, I forgot. Maybe you mentioned this. When did this happen? Like last
the week? 19th of April is when it happened, and the report came out to the World Wide Web.
Well, they're investigating, then how come they don't just look on Twitter and just be like, oh, hey, they definitely did it.
I mean, they know they did it. They're just trying to see if, like, it happened to any other pizzas.
Oh!
They only let it... They only saw the one that they did it to.
But not good.
But it's
probably,
like...
Yeah.
It's like you masturbate...
Who knows how long it could have been going on for behind the scenes.
Exactly. You masturbate to one MILF, you're bound to masturbate to another MILF. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to stop at one.
Good point.
I know it's a good point. Moral of the story is...
Do they think
don't go to Mr. Jim's Pizza.
One person had a crappy meal.
probably more than one, but yeah.
That's what I said, at least.
At least one person had a shitty meal. That's for sure.
Do you think those kids could do some time, or what do you...
Yeah. Yeah, maybe, definitely.
Maybe even like...
Yeah, is that like a felon? I don't know. Felony, but it's more like just a... it's a shitty move.
Because that's harm to another person.
Yeah, it? I think honestly...
Oh, yeah, big time.
I definitely do think that they could.
Is that like a battery or?
I don't know what it is.
Not really battery. You know, we'll kind of do like what we did with the guy with the porn earlier. We're just gonna follow on and see what happens, and you know.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna keep a close brown eye to this one. Oh. my eyes are actually brown, so it kind of
works. It kind of worked out.
I think they are anyway. I'm colorblind. I don't fucking know.
They are. Yeah, they are.
Thanks for the color.
A confirmation there.
Hair color. I think it's purple. I don't really know.
Let's not get carried away there.
Yeah, not that bad. Anyway, Jay, you said you had yourself a funny story from the web of the worldwide.
I mean, I got this from Twitter, of course, you know, where everything, all the good information comes from, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, this isn't really like a funny story, but it just seems like I feel like we should probably put our opinions in on this because I feel like this is something that needs to be addressed. So, apparently, authorities in Grand Haven, Michigan say drivers stopped to pick up cash for themselves after $30,000.
That's like your truck just fell off the back
Of a truck. Fell off the back of a truck.
Okay. I mean, hey, I mean, I'd buy that dude's porn back.
It would definitely maybe help his parents. Was the dude
with a grand to spare.
Yeah.
That is true. Maybe it was.
He could go buy a new laptop so he could sell the porn.
Well.
Or just buy a laptop and keep 29.5 of it.
Yeah, that's it. 29.5.
Don't waste the money on the porn.
Clearly has some sort of computer if he has an email and stuff.
But I mean, the thing is, like, would you guys, let's say the revenue truck or whatever was like on the freeway and you just see it and it's just dumping out wads of cash. I mean, wouldn't you pull over?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But.
Or make it a fun game, get behind him and like tell your girlfriend or friends to stick their head out the window and see how many they can catch so you don't have to stop.
That'd be cool. But like, what if there's like just a big old brick just right there on the road?
Then you're
like,
oh, fuck
big
yeah.
Ass thing of money. Like, oh, dude, I'm stopping for that. I think the size of like a newspaper, like the little,
oh,
like how they have it, like the carry thing, you know?
I mean, it's more than one newspaper, but yeah.
Yeah, a bunch. A bundle. A bundle.
There you go.
There it is.
He's using his brain tank again.
You found the other four brain cells, buddy.
Yeah, that teleprompter. We're really needing that here.
Yeah, cheap but unlocked.
But, yeah.
Speech 100. Trophy was unlocked.
So anyways, yeah, a bundle. If there's like a bundle on the road, you know, you're not just going to be like, oh, hey, we're going to catch these like little 100s. No, we're going for the full-blown thing. So, I mean,
I'd stop.
I would definitely stop. Like, okay. Would you stop?
It's 100%.
Like, it's like finding a $20 bill on the ground. Like, you're not going to, like, DNA it and trace back who dropped it.
Well, that news probably in some strippers. Yeah.
Yeah, we get the picture.
So there's going to be multiple forms of DNA.
It depends where it's at, with the 20. I mean, if you're at a party or something, like, you know.
We're not on a $20 bill.
Yeah, we're not on a 20. Yeah,
there's $30,000 from some random truck, hell yeah.
But, like, or maybe, like, if you're a good Samaritan, you get, like, the key to the city or something. I mean, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah,
mean,
who the fuck wants the key to Redbud?
I never said it was going to be Redbud.
I know.
This is Grand Haven, Michigan. It could be even better.
I bet they got clean water.
Yeah. Well, clearly they got $30,000 is thrown around.
Apparently.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But anyways, just the moral of the fact of I would not, I mean, if, what did it say? The police? Like, how are they going to know, like, who the fuck even grabbed all this? What if it's like, multiple people? You know how many people on a fucking highway?
Only 2,500 was immediately recovered, though.
Oh, only 2,500 was recovered?
So there's still...
So...
2,975 out there.
A woman did give up 3,900.
Or 27.5 laying out there.
Two teenagers gave up 630.
Well, that's just dumb. I'm just saying, moral of the story. Truck's in front of me, 30K. If I'm getting at least 15,000 out of that 30, half.
I'd be fine with five.
Fine with 500.
Beggars can't be choosers, Jay.
Yeah.
That is very true. But choosers can be beggars.
Yeah, that's just being greedy.
Well, hey, if greedy gets me 15 over five, I'll take it. That extra 10 does a lot of difference.
Do what a normal person does and just win the fucking lottery.
Yeah.
This is like having to win the lottery without having to buy the ticket, though.
Did you hear about that?
It's like a mini jackpot.
20-something-year-old won the lottery. It won like, it was something ridiculous. It wasn't
too godly amount.
Yeah, it was like 800 million or some shit like that.
And he just now claimed it or something?
Yeah, he claimed it like really late.
That's a small chunk of change.
Don't they start taxing some of that out too? Like after you. Like,
well, they tax you.
I mean, you tax it. They tax it no matter what.
Yeah.
But don't they start to, like taking like some of it out every time? Like
each. Well, you don't get all of it instantly.
No. Okay. I think it'd be kind of stupid if he claimed it late, because you know, like say he won the ticket on a he won it on a given Wednesday, and he waited a month to cash it in. It's done. You know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know how long he waited or anything,
but like. If you wait at least a week, it kind of defeats the
purpose.
Maybe
he only waited like a day or two. Like normally, people as soon as they win, they're like, "Oh fuck, I won!" Like let's
well,
cash
but
this
also
out.
Maybe he was trying. It maybe depending on what state it was in. Sometimes they let you claim late, maybe.
But like, okay,
so like get used to the new lifestyle of you being like having a lot of money and shit like that. That way you can maybe set up like security or something, you know what I'm saying?
Like, no, but like it's just like say you went and bought a Powerball.
Well, and most of these places don't make you go up. Like Illinois, they make you go up in front of everybody and say, oh, hey, by the way, in front of the local news, I won.
Yeah,
you know?
They don't know the name of who won it.
Yeah. You can.
Well, they must know something behind it because you said he was like, what, 26?
It was in his 20s.
But, say.
I know some background.
You bought the Powerball. You win the Powerball drawing on Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And say you waited to cash it in until that next Thursday. Not the next day, the next Thursday. After no one claimed to win.
Oh, I don't think he could claim it after.
Exactly. So he couldn't have waited too long.
No, but most people are like instant with it. Like as soon as their numbers are called, they call or go cash it in.
Exactly. Somewhere. Because like if. I feel like if he waited a day or two, was maybe to see if there were any other winners, to see if it was going to get split up.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what though. If I ever won though, guarantee, I'd at least wait like. A week or so.
No, I no, wouldn't.
You wouldn't be able to. Because there'd be new numbers and then your ticket would be invalid.
Yeah.
You couldn't wait a week.
Yeah.
Because like I was saying before I got cut off, that you buy your Powerball ticket on Wednesday, and let's say you wait until the next Powerball drawing, and after those numbers have been already drawn.
I feel like there's something in there that you can do.
No.
No, because then that ticket's invalid. They have a valid by date.
Yeah.
And it's a week. It's until that next week. So you...
Man, I don't know. I've never hit the Powerball. How do you know so much about this?
Because it says it on the ticket, dog.
I don't pay attention. I just pick the numbers and hope for the best.
But no.
Actually, I don't even pick the numbers. I just do the auto picker or whatever every time I do it. Like that time I bought like 8 tickets and I just made them all.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I bought a couple too.
They said that there was one though where somebody hit the Powerball and they picked their own numbers. I'm like, could you imagine being that much of a fucking badass to go, yeah, I want these numbers right here and I know for sure I'm going to win?
It's like, kind of like a 10 times better version of whatever Peyton Manning said, red 18 on Pat McAfee's Saturday story.
Yeah,
that's true. That is a fact. But that was pretty cool. Yeah. How about that red 18?
With the gunshot and the butt spank. And the left butt cheek.
And the wink. Yeah. Anyways, okay, but, we're getting way off topic.
You got us a little story?
Oh, yeah. So I imagine a lot of people probably heard this story.
Is this a personal story?
No, I mean...
Is this something that you've seen on the web of interweb?
No, it's a personal story.
Oh, it's a personal story. All right, well, let's get right down to the... Let's cut to the chase here.
Let's get to the nitty-gritty.
All right, so...
If you will.
I think it was my sophomore year. I think I was... Yes, just maybe not even 16 yet. I was like, you know what? Might as well throw a party. So I was... I knew my parents were going out of town for the week. I couldn't go because of work. Because I think I was working at the office at the time. I didn't work at Amber until senior year.
Dude, you've had so many fucking jobs, it's hard to keep track.
I don't even know where you're working at now.
So, anyways.
That's a good point, neither do I. It doesn't matter. Go on.
I was like, you know, parents are going out of town. I'm going to tell everyone weeks in advance. Fuck it. Whoever comes. I don't give a shit. I was didn't give a fuck. Just want to have a great-ass party, great-ass time.
Oh, for sure.
So that day, me and a few people went out and day drank all day, swam in the pool. It was during the summer.
Oh.
And no, it was a little winter. We were swimming in the pool. And so about like 8, 9 o'clock, more people start showing up. You know how it usually goes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then about 10 o'clock or so, there's probably about 20, 30 people out there. Cops show up. And they're like, hey, or this one girl that was there drinking with us all day, her mom wanted her home, but she didn't go home. So she called the cops on us. I'm pretty sure she went home after the cops showed up. Cops like, all right, we'll just clean up all the alcohol and everything. We'll be back in 2 hours. So like, all right, keep party small until then. We have a long drive late. If they decide to show back up. Everyone
we can wrangle up the beer cans real quick, you know.
All everyone 640 of them.
Right.
Everyone just runs inside. We'll turn off all the lights. We'll be good. Hide in the basement or something. I don't know.
We've done that one before.
Yeah? It didn't, well, you know.
It doesn't help when someone else just lets the cop in.
Yeah.
Oh, we can go right this way, officer. Welcome to my home that's not my home.
So then, by midnight, no one else is showing up. So I was like, all right, fuck it. Keep it going. So
that, sorry to interrupt you. That is a good point. You always get her going, and then you keep her going.
Continue. keep her going. That's always a good statement. All right. So, next thing I know, I'm fucking tossed on my ass. Like, just don't even know what the hell is going on.
What does that change from when you're sober?
Yeah, true. It's very true. But I was talking to people that were there from fucking, like, Lebanon, Chester, Waterloo, Sparta, like, all St. Louis, everywhere around here. How many people do you think were there that night?
Probably.
Solid six.
Probably 300 or so, 250.
You're going to fit that many people in your house?
No, it wasn't inside. It was...
I know. But you said cops show back up, pile inside.
Well, when it first started, it was pretty huge. Then that kind of happened. That was kind of a damper. So I'd say after that happened, probably about...
Quite a few people left.
I was drunk if I was even there.
Yeah, so you were. You and...
I was there. Okay. I was there. So I don't know. It was a significant amount. We'll say that. So anyways.
So then at about 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm in the pool with a few people. And our buddy is sitting up on the pool deck yelling, "Cops, cops, cops." You see just 300 people just scatter like fucking chickens. What, like, I don't know.
Like chickens.
You know, whenever you walk into a chicken, they scatter everywhere, right?
Anyways.
I actually never walked into a chicken coop, right?
We used to have one. Anyways.
What's going on?
Everyone's going everywhere. People are in the woods, in the field, in the pasture, running inside. There's probably six people just sitting inside.
Were they with the horses in the back?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Dope. Gotta keep them there.
And then all I know is I get out of the pool, and the next thing I know, I'm running somehow. It's amazing, I know.
I was about to say, how the fuck that happened?
The next thing I know, I'm running through a field, and I eat shit, and then I wake up. Gross. I don't know how long it was after I passed out that I woke up. I wake up and I was like, "What the fuck is going on?" And like, people, everyone's screaming my name. I'm just like, "Oh fuck!" So I'm starting to yell like, "Help!" Like, just fucking, I could not have gotten up by myself. So then fucking like five motherfuckers come dragging my corpse through the field and carrying me over to the cop. I look at the cop, and people were walking over, and he's like, "You really fucked up this time, didn't you?" That's what the cop said, and I was like, "Yeah, but I had a damn good time doing it." I had no idea where my phone was. Ended up finding it somehow. The cop had to talk to my mom, so I had to give the cop my phone. And then, like, luckily my grandpa showed up out there, otherwise I would have gotten arrested. And then I ended up passing out on the hood of the cop car. I laid down and I was like, "Fuck, this is warm." And it just was out like a light.
So, is this the same party where one of our friends came running out of the field and threw his beer can at the cop car and said, "Fuck the police!"
Yeah, I was getting into it, yeah. So then, everyone was high in the field and stuff. And a couple of our buddies were sitting in the field. And all of a sudden, they heard footsteps coming up. And like the cops, they were like shining the lights and stuff. And they thought they had dogs, but they ended up just being our neighbor's dog just out there. And because our neighbor showed up, because he showed up to start drinking. And then realized the cops were there and was like, "Oh, yeah, I just showed up there to make sure everything was all right and everything."
With a beer in hand and all that.
Yeah, he had a beer in hand and everything.
Like, "Oh, I was making sure they weren't drinking."
And then
I'm doing a bad job.
Someone was talking to my grandpa and his dentures fell out of his mouth while he was talking, like mid-conversation with him.
that's never fun.
Like, you would know.
And
it just doesn't sound pleasant.
Apparently there was a bunch of like people passed out over the place in my yard. There was someone passed out on my front porch. They had to get the ambulance out there and stuff. And So, like I was saying, a couple of my buddies were laying in the field and were just like hiding, and they're like, "You guys can come out, we're just looking." And so they thought it was just a trap. And all of a sudden they hear footsteps coming up, thought it was one of the cops. Ended up being one of our other buddies, and he came up and he's like, "What's up, guys?"
"What's up, doc?"
He's like, "Watch this." Fuck, he said, he yelled, "Fuck the police," and threw a beer bottle at him and took off running right where they were. They were just like, "What the fuck?"
Good job there, buddy.
And the next day I got drug tested. I passed, though. I was a clean child back then, and still am now, but, you know.
Anyways.
Moral of the story is, if your parents tell you to throw, if your parents go out of town for a week, tell you not to throw a party, you can throw a party. Just don't have a fuck ton of people out there.
That's a good message, I think, that everybody could live by and hopefully
succeed by.
Yeah.
Yes, and stand by.
I don't stand.
Well, whatever. You get what I'm saying, right? Did we ever figure out what day our podcast is going to be on? I know Thursday's for sure.
We have not flipped a coin.
We still never flipped a coin.
Anyone got a quarter on them?
I actually do not.
Logan, you got a quarter on you?
No.
Well.
Well, then it looks like...
On.
I'll tell you what.
Heads is Monday, tails is Tuesday.
Works for me.
Sure.
We're going to do it live.
Heads or tails, Siri?
Say, Siri, flip a coin.
Play penguin, that's it. Flip a coin.
So Tuesdays and Thursdays is the
Tuesdays
final
and verdict. Thursdays it is. All right, so you heard it here first, even though you're not going to hear this till tomorrow because it's still only Wednesday. And so, yeah, Tuesdays and Thursdays. We finally got a set schedule, and we plan on sticking by that and sticking to it.
So,
and by the way, I guess we're doing what, Sports Tuesday or Sports Thursday?
We're going to do recap of the weekend and any funny comedy we got on Tuesdays. Thursdays is going to be strictly sports. Comedy.
And maybe a little bit of comedy also.
So we'll see how it goes. All of you... non-sports watchers and listeners, you don't have to tune in.
But we'd still appreciate it if you did.
If you just like hit play and walked away or something.
Right. At least give us a view. We really are trying to take off here.
Yeah.
What about maybe during football season, since we're all really big into football, you know, we usually all hang
and
out.
And two of us are really big.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe on Sundays, you know, like we all usually hang out and watch football together, whether it's going up wherever, you know, we all hang out and watch football. Maybe we could do a podcast at the end of the night, maybe during the last game or
like
whatever.
A small one.
Yeah, we just to record recap like in, the football.
Yeah, record like a little episode or something, you know.
Maybe only 10, 15 minutes, but, you know, just to recap what we saw, you know, how our fantasy teams did, if that really matters. You know, just games and stuff.
We'll figure it out.
Shit. Mark this on your calendars, folks. May 1st. Rick had a good idea.
Oh, my God.
That may not happen for another 6 months, but fuck.
I was going to say 6 years, but, you know.
Nah, times will change.
That's a little mean.
Time will tell.
You know, I really don't like that mean comment coming out of you.
Hey, you know what?
You deserve to be smacked.
It's not mean if it's honest.
You need to be smacked on the ass and dick in your mouth right now, mister.
All right, that's getting edited out of the podcast.
Now they know what we do in the studio in the free time.
All right, and on that note, I think we're all going to sign out here. We had a pretty solid episode here. We got some good stories, some funny stories.
Oh, wait.
Before
we sign out, if you guys have any funny stories that you want to be featured on the podcast, you can hit the
anonymously. By the way,
if you want to be anonymous, if you want to have a little shout out, you can go ahead. Just let us know if you want to be anonymous.
/O.
Or you
shout out.
More than welcome if you guys want to be on the podcast. You
know? Yeah, yeah. I was
just gonna say hit the DMs.
Yeah, you say some stories. Yeah,
maybe. Next Tuesday, you guys will get your story featured if that interests you. Just radio_IL for Instagram and Twitter.
Follow, subscribe, like, comment, tell us what you think. If you hate us,
turn the bell on to get notified when we posted.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good idea. I like that.
That is a good idea.
And we'll wait to see. Maybe we'll get an email back about getting sponsored sometime soon. So we'll see. Yeah, soon, tune, whatever. That's all that we have today. So,
fuck!
Signing out.
See ya.